This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This morning, we've been talking about Trump economics with a man who's advised the president face-to-face on the topic. Stephen Moore is a visiting fellow at the Heritage Foundation, a conservative think tank. He's co-author of a new book called Trumponomics. Now, here's some of our conversation about a crucial piece of this. Trump trade policy, which Moore said used to make him nervous, but which now he supports wholeheartedly.
Now, is it a risky strategy? It is. I do think he's got a good deal now with Canada and Mexico. And then, of course, it all comes down to this big, big fight we're going to have with China. You know, he basically said in the Rose Garden ceremony a week and a half or 2 weeks ago, I am using the threat of tariffs to try to get other countries to lower their tariffs. What I disagree with strongly is I think a very, very counterproductive policy has been these steel tariffs and the aluminum tariffs.
The ones that are sometimes applied to traditional allies of America.
That's right. Well, it's not just that. The problem is, as I said, you know, to Donald Trump, I said, look, on balance, you're not even creating more factory jobs. You're losing them. Because look at what's happened to Caterpillar. Look what's happening to – I was visited the other day by Anheuser-Busch. Think about how much aluminum they use in those cans.
Yeah.
It's really negatively affected American business. And so for every steel job that we're saving, we're probably losing 4 or 5 jobs in other factories.
Any indication that the president really heard you when you made that case?
I don't think so. He likes the steel tariffs. He said in his speech, you know, we've created something like 15,000 steel jobs, and that's true. But Mr. President, look at some of the jobs we're losing.
You emphasize in the book that you regard the president as a free trader.
He does. You know, the final conclusion of our book is that the irony of Donald Trump's presidency could be that if he actually wins with Europe, if he wins with Korea, if he wins with Japan trade deals, and then the ultimate prize, winning a much better trade deal with China, that would actually lead to lower trade barriers. And Donald Trump could go down in history as one of the great champions of free trade.
I don't get in to see the president, but from the outside looking in, you could imagine there's another voice in his head,
yes,
a countervailing voice, talking about America first,
yes,
that may eclipse the free trader.
That's
in the
true.
Man.
I've always said that when it comes to trade, Donald Trump has an angel on one shoulder and a devil on the other.
Stephen Moore, thank you.
Thank you so much.